One common protein contact prediction is that if the side chain of one member of a pair of amino acids brought close together by folding is long, then that of the other member will be short, and vice versa. In other words, the sum of the two lengths is constant. If you have but a single protein sequence available, knowing this is not much use. Recent developments in genomics, however, mean that the DNA sequences of lots of different species are now available. Since DNA encodes the amino acid sequences of an organism's proteins, the composition of those species' proteins is now known too. That means slightly different versions from related species of what is essentially the same protein can be compared. The latest version of Rosetta does so, looking for co-variation, e.g., in this case, two places along the length of the protein's chains where a shortening of an amino acid's side chain in one is always accompanied by a lengthening of it in the other. In this way, it can identify parts of the folded structure that are close together. Though it is still early days, the method seems to work. None of the 614 structures Dr. Baker modelled most recently has yet been elucidated by crystallography or NMR, but six of the previous 58 have. In each case, the prediction closely matched reality. Moreover, when used to hindcast the shapes of 81 proteins with known structures, the protein contact prediction version of Rosetta got them all right. There is a limitation, though. Of the genomes well enough known to use for this trick, 88,000 belong to bacteria, the most speciose type of life on Earth. Only 4,000 belong to eukaryotes, the branch of life made of complex cells which includes plants, fungi, and animals. There are, then, not yet enough relatives of human beings in the mix to look for the covariation Dr. Baker's method relies on. Others think they have an answer to that problem. They are trying to extend protein contact prediction to look for relationships between more than two amino acids in a chain. This would reduce the number of related proteins needed to draw structural inferences and might thus bring human proteins within range of the technique. But to do so, you need a different computational approach. Those attempting it are testing out the branch of artificial intelligence known as deep learning. Deep learning employs pieces of software called artificial neural networks to fossick out otherwise abstruse patterns. It is the basis of image and speech recognition programs, and also of the game-playing programs that have recently beaten human champions at Go and poker. Jianlin Cheng of the University of Missouri in Columbia, who was one of the first to apply deep learning in this way, says such programs should be able to spot correlations between three, four, or more amino acids, and thus need fewer related proteins to predict structures. Jinbo Shu of the Toyota Technological Institute in Chicago claims to have achieved this already. He and his colleagues published their method in PLOS Computational Biology in January, and it is now being tested. If the deep learning approach to protein folding lives up to its promise, the number of known protein structures should multiply rapidly. More importantly, so should the number that belong to human proteins. That will be of immediate value to drug makers. It will also help biologists understand better the fundamental workings of cells, and thus what, at a molecular level, it truly means to be alive.